Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. Please note that this call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. If you know your party's extension, please.
Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, it's Jeremiah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. How's your Friday going?
Pretty stressful, man.
I know exactly what you're talking about. crazy morning for me. I got a few deals that actually went through, so I was pretty stoked.
Did you really?
Man, I had my first big one. My first big one was 248 today.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man, I was stoked. Really exciting. So, what about you?
Was that working capital? I take it it's working capital.
Yeah, it's working capital.
Who were you working with on that one?
Dennis. It was a renewal, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. That working capital stuff, man. He's on it.
Yeah, he's really good. So, I was stoked that it went through. Long time coming on that one. This guy was threatening to leave, and it was my first, you know, deal where I had a customer like freak out, and I guess it's normal, but.
What was his issue?
We had a situation where we got him approved, and we were going to give him the money to pay his current loan out from his bank account. So how the deal was breaking down was, we'll give you $118,000 first to go to your bank account, then you can pay off Can Capital, and you'll get that $7,000 discount, and then we'll wire you the rest. So we had worked out that deal with him and another lender, and then it fell through. So then, he was like, dude, what the fuck? You guys told me you were going to do this, this, and this. I'm like, all right, well, now we're just going to give you the full amount, you know, what you want, and you can, you know, we'll pay off Can for you. So, big ordeal going back and forth, but good news is that it went through today and it's all done, and I am relieved.
Awesome. Good for you, man.
Yeah. What about you? How's your month going?
Pretty good. Wednesday, I think it was. I funded a deal for like $250,000.
Nice.
Same kind of situation. It was originally a $400,000 deal, and two weeks ago, our lender, in the verbal process, the very last stage of the whole game, decided they didn't want to do the deal. So, customer was pissed off at me and didn't want to talk to me, didn't want to move forward. They thought we were bullshitting. Really, it was the owner's fault. The owner got on the phone and was crying about how tough his business has become and people aren't paying him, and he's had to close two locations, and, you know, one of his biggest clients may be pulling his contract. And they basically gave the bank a thought to her, and they're like, fuck this, you know, this guy sounds like he's going out of business, you know?
Yeah.
So I was able to get him reapproved somewhere else and show him that, you know, long term with renewals and stuff like that, it was actually a better deal. So they signed off on the 250, but they went back and forth, and they wanted 100, then 170, then 250, and then they didn't want to do anything because they only wanted the 400. And so they finally signed my docs and sent them in kind of without me knowing they were coming through Wednesday, and we got it funded in like an hour. So it's
pretty awesome.
And then I've got a monster deal that we're trying to get funded right now, but I'm not going to go into details with it because I don't want to jinx myself.
Yeah, I understand that.
So we're just waiting on one doc that their bank has to sign. They have an SBA loan of like $3 million, and BSBR lender, you know, wanted something signed just saying that they understand that they're looking at funding this note as well, just to make sure that, you know, they're not in breach of contract when they take our note.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their bank's not going to force them, you know, they're not going to call their note and force them to pay, you know,
right,
$3 million and make it hard to pay us. So, but their bank is, you know, it's a holiday weekend, and, you know, nobody wants to sign that without permission. And so
trying
to figure out if there's anything else we can do to get it done, because that's like the last step in the game. So
yeah, damn. Well, you're almost at the finish line on that, so good luck.
Yeah, thanks, man, I appreciate it. As far as Urban Chalet, I sent them numbers on 50k. They're holding off on the other 50. You know, as you know, they were trying to figure out if they're going to buy a place or lease a place.
Mm-hmm.
and they got approval, I believe, to purchase the plates, and they're paying off their taxes, all kinds of stuff. But she decided, you know, one of the vendors that they need to purchase from, it's like a 10-week lag time from the time we give them deposits to when they actually deliver. So they wanted to go ahead and get started on that first $50,000, and then they're going to come back and do the other $50,000 later, which is fine with me because we only got them approved for $50,000 originally, and then we got them approved for, you know, an additional $50,000. So, so it actually worked out well. They didn't have any gripes about, you know, only doing $50,000 now. So she's got the number. She just sent me an email a few minutes ago just to kind of go over rates. But other than that, the ball's rolling on that.
Sweet.
You know.
That's exciting, man. I appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I get stoked when they say that Kevin's working on my deals. I'm like, all right.
That's funny, but I know coming from a sales guy, you're probably full of shit, but
No, man, I'm serious. They all talk about you like big things, everyone here, or at least all the veteran reps, you know? So that's all. I'm only going off what they say, you know? So
awesome. Well, I appreciate that. It's always good to hear.
Yeah, definitely.
And we'll keep trucking along. We'll get some of these done.
Sweet, man. Well, if there's anything you need from me, please let me know. And if I can help out in any way, I'd be more than happy to do that. You know, like if you need, you don't have time to do something to call her or send her something, or you need me to ask her something, just please don't hesitate to reach out.
Cool. That sounds great. I'll let you know.
All right, Kev. Have a great weekend and good luck on your deals, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You too.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.